Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Gerard McLean.
Hey, Gerard. How are you?
Doing okay. I had a lovely chat with Latasha, who was basically just really dismissive of me. So let's hope this goes better.
I am so sorry.
That's fine. It happens. I'm trying to set up service to a property up in Kingston, New York.
Okay.
You guys keep sending me emails, and I think, great, let's do this. And it goes through, and I give all of my information, and then it wants a deposit. Service deposit. I'm 6 years old. I got a FICO score of 830-something or other. I have no debt. I own two homes. And come on, dude. But I've also recently frozen my credit history because well, like, you know, all those Social Security numbers got leaked in that huge thing.
Oh,
that was
yes.
A debacle. All of last week was a huge debacle. And then, you know, she suggested that I unfreeze the credit report. It's like, what a pain in the. So what do you need from me to make sure that this goes through so I don't have to pay a service deposit?
Okay.
I mean, if I was like 18 years old and I had no credit, great. But come on.
No, I understand.
That's okay. So what do I need to do?
Unfortunately, the credit would have to be unfrozen in order for us to be able to verify it.
Right.
So that is unfortunately the first step. I do apologize for that. And then going through with the credit process. As the credit process goes,
right.
We don't look at your credit history or anything. We only see whether or not you're a risk at not paying your bill.
Okay.
And it also verifies your identity in the process.
You have no idea how funny this is to me, but that's fine. You know what? Yeah, last week was so traumatic that I need some time to get over the trauma and get. So I'm not going to do that today. I'm just not going to. So I tell you what, when do I keep getting these emails saying that if I sign up, I don't have to pay the $99 installation. What's the last date that I can come under so that I don't have to pay the $99 installation?
So right now it's extended through the end of the month at the moment.
Yes. Okay. Well, you know what? I'll pay $100, I guess. Because I'm just not ready to deal with the bullshit. Excuse my language.
No, that's understandable.
At any time soon. So, you know, if you guys are running into this with other people, you might want to rethink this. I know it's not your fault that this third party company released everybody's data into the internet, and that we all have to freeze our credit reports, and that the three credit agencies are horrifically bad to deal with. I would much rather deal with Spectrum than I have to deal with the three credit reports at this point in my life. But you know what? We have Spectrum to the house, and they're so bad. They suck so bad.
I know. I've heard so many horror stories.
The trauma is just too fresh, and I would much rather deal with the suckitude of Spectrum in the near future than I would have to deal with the credit agencies at this point in my life.
Yeah, I know. The credit agencies are a huge pain.
I'll go with you guys, but you know what? I'm just going to wait. I'm just not going to do that right now. So I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you.
Of course.
Friendly.
And I'm so sorry that, you know, you had a previous agent that was dismissive. And then also the fact that, you know, this credit issue has been such a nightmare, especially with recent leaks and everything. So I completely understand your point on that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll, you know what? I'm sure you guys will be all backed up because Spectrum sucks so bad in Kingston. And you have all that New York money, you know, came moved up to Kingston, and so they won't care.
We're headquartered in Kingston.
Are you really? Where? What street?
So we're on Enterprise Drive, the old IBM building.
Okay, I know where that is. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're actually headquartered here.
Okay. Really? Okay. So we're on Henry Street. I'm actually in Ohio right now. I know. Just thoughts and prayers, but. That's where I'm at, and my son's up in Kingston, so I kind of live in both places.
Well, that's always nice. At least you get to go back and forth and, you know, spend time with family.
Yeah. Well, maybe when I'm next up in town, then I'll curse his slow internet, and I'll actually do something about it. So
that's completely understandable.
Trying to get trying to get fiber to his house as soon as he can. But you know what?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I'll do it in time. I just don't have the energy to deal with credit agencies at this point.
Yeah, so, and that's fine. We'll be here for you whenever you are ready. And you know, okay. I completely understand with everything that's gone on. I know I was affected too. So it's been a nightmare for everybody.
Victim of all city ducks, aren't we?
Technology. We can't live without it. We can't live with it. It's back and forth.
All right. Well, I will let you go and make somebody else's day.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You as well. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye now.